Joining us now, she's day three of the tournament, but she's only played 18 holes, but she only has to play 18 today to finish because it's shortened. UC Davis's own Demi Runis. How are you doing? How are you approaching this weird weather here in Charlotte?
You know, you kind of just got to roll with it. This happens. This happens kind of often, I guess, especially as the summer kind of goes along. We get thunderstorms and weather we have to deal with. You just have to be flexible and be patient and just hope that you get to tee it up. And I'm really fortunate that I get to play basically a whole round today.
Yeah, I mean, and in this case, I mean, you're sitting T49, which doesn't seem like you're right in the hunt, but you are. You're at plus three and the leader's at minus three. You're only five shots off of T2. So it's, I mean, you're right in there. Should the conditions hold? It's obviously humid and kind of gross, but if you're able to play straight through, without any rain.
Yep.
Do you feel good about it? Do you like this course? Do you like how your game shapes up to River Run?
Yeah, you know, it's a fun golf course. There's definitely a lot, I feel, of risk-reward holes where, you know, you can be a little bit aggressive and then maybe make a couple low numbers. But, you know, it's just going to be depending on how the course is right now and, like, how I feel out there. And it's a good track and feeling pretty good. Hopefully the weather holds off. But, you know, it's good. It's you can attack pins today, and especially the position that I'm in, as you said, feels like I'm kind of far out of it, but, you know, it's golf and anything can happen.
Is this all about getting off to a good start? I mean, number one and number two are kind of birdie holes right out of the gate. That's where you're starting this morning. Is that something that you really need to focus on? I mean, being six back, kind of going all or nothing, don't have to worry about a cut. Just go out and play a round of golf and go as low as you can, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the circumstances kind of changed, being it shortened to a 36-hole event, and I was talking with some of the girls that I'm staying with, and I was like, you know, it's a little bit of a different mindset. It's you kind of go into, you know, let's just attack the pins that I can and be smart on the ones that I have to be smart at and see how many birdies I can make out there.
So looking at today's pins and tees, have they made the par fives a little more attractive to go for it in two?
Yeah, you know, they did, and it's kind of interesting. They also moved up three. I don't know if that's because of there's a really low area, and mm-hmm. I know they were having some.
They want you to hit past it.
Yes,
right.
I know, and I was like, well, that's nice of them, and it also kind of makes it a drivable hole for some of the girls, so that's kind of fun, too. I was driving past it on the way, and I was like, oh, look at that, tees are up.
so you like that. I mean, at Raintree, we had a situation for 5 years that we had a long par five, and the players complained to me about it. So I put a car, and they would always put the tees all the way back, and it wasn't really reachable in two. So I put a sponsor car, mm-hmm. on the back tee and said, oh, they can't put it back there anymore, and forced everybody to move it up. Do you like when the course is set to be aggressive and be rewarded for taking some chances?
I mean, definitely. It's, you know, obviously the women's game and the men's game is a little bit different, but you see it's so entertaining to watch the guys because they get to go for everything. I mean, they hit it a mile, but it's nice for us to have those same opportunities as well. So, I mean, I'm all for it.
Talk about the first round that you got to play. It probably seems like it's like ages ago. You know, you did shoot plus three. What went well? What didn't go so well in that round?
You know, my driver and I were having a little bit of a disagreement, which, as I was saying, you know, if you want to be aggressive out here and it works out in your favor, it's great. But if it doesn't, then you have some tree trouble.
Did the driver have to sleep outside?
Yeah, you know, I don't like to put my clubs in timeout because I feel like it makes them resent me a little bit. But we did have a nice conversation. Mm. And, yeah, I mean, on the greens a little bit, just coming from the West Coast, it takes me a little while to transition over to different greens like Bermudas and whatnot. So just a couple, you know, speed issues, misreads, but I think kind of got it dialed in. I might have a new putter in the bag today, but we'll see.
Well, that was my next question. Which club in your bag is most likely to risk being put in timeout on a weekly basis? Driver or putter?
Oh, it's definitely the putter. Which is funny because I actually love my putter, whichever one is in the bag at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just depends on how you feel.
Well, we've had Mark Calcavecchia on a couple times. He drives a bus. He's got 40-something putters in the storage bin under the bus.
Oh,
and he's constantly falling in and out of love with, you know, he has commitment issues. So apparently you have the same problem.
Most golfers do.
Well, but in all honesty, it's the club you use the most, but it's the most easy to replace because it's obviously the shortest shots that you're hitting.
Right.
So there's less impact, potentially.
Yeah. I mean, potentially, but no.
Tremendous impact.
Yeah.
Is it about a feel, getting a different feel? I mean, is this a similar putter or a completely different putter?
It's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. See, okay.
So,
I mean,
but sometimes you just need to look at something else. Like sometimes in your head, you're like, I'm not really feeling this right now. And if you go to something totally different for the week, it might work out great and you can switch back.
Well, what's the hardest thing to adjust to with a new putter? Is it sound? Is it weight? What is it about it that when you go to a new putter and you're trying something out, that it, even if it seems to be stroking well for you, that you're like, ugh, but it feels weird, or it's got a weird grip, or it's got, or it makes a funny sound?
I think it's definitely, for me, it's just a look thing. Like, I think, yeah, I mean, at this point, like, I play Ping, so the models that I have, like, the faces are similar, so the feel is the same, but right now I'm, like, I have a mallet and a blade, which are two very different putters.
The optics are so different standing over the ball.
Definitely.
Well, the question really remains is, where did you test the new putter? Was it on the greens out here practicing, or was it back where you're staying? I mean, did it work really good where you're staying?
So I'm going to sound crazy. I apologize to everyone
listening. No, it totally
fits. It rolls really good on the linoleum.
It fits the theme of the show.
So I called the awesome people at Ping, and this was in the beginning of the week. I was like, hey, guys, I'm thinking I went to a PGA Superstore last week. This is in Greenwood. And 2 weeks ago, sorry, in Atlanta.
Right.
Because my roommate wanted to try another putter, and I was just there messing around, and I was like, hey, this one looks kind of nice. So I politely asked for a putter, and they said, you know, we can send it to you, and it'll be there in North Carolina if you want it. I said, okay, great. And yesterday they're like, it's going to come in by the end of the day. And we were sitting here all day, my putter came in, and then they canceled play. And I was like, well, I can still practice. And the putter came in right before I was going to leave. So I just kind of hung out for another hour and putted around a bit.
And you liked it.
I did.
All right. Well hopefully you'll have the desired result.
That's better than being like it's staying at somebody's house and walking into the garage and grabbing a putter and going out and shooting 65 with it. I mean, that happens a lot.
I mean,
Cal Kovecchia talked about that as well. It's just grabbing a putter off somebody's shelf as it starts to rain, by the way.
I know. I was like, oh, there it is.
It's just so strange because the rest of the area is fairly dry. But for some reason right now,
They always say if you need rain, bring a golf tournament.
Yeah, so anyone looking to get out of a drought, schedule a Symetra tournament.
Yep.
Because we could use a couple more tournaments.
Right.
Actually, you've been around long enough that you remember when there were fewer tournaments.
Yeah.
And when our first year came to Charlotte 7 years ago, I guess now, if you won one tournament, you were pretty much assured that you were going to be at least knocking on the door of the top 10, getting your card in the Volvic race for the card. Mm-hmm. Now, that's no longer the case.
No.
Is that good or bad?
You know, it's great to see that there's more events. Obviously, you know, Mike's doing whatever it is that he can to get us out there playing as much. So, I mean, any week that you can play, you know, as many weeks as you can, it's good. You know, and I think, you know, the competition's getting just that much better every year. And, I mean, the caliber of play, it makes it a lot more competitive out here. So it's good that we can showcase our skills.
Yeah, we're out here at the Symetra Classic at now a slightly more soggy River Run Country Club. We're talking to Demi Runis. And I'm curious, when you talk about the more tournaments and how much more competitive play has become, what have you seen as the biggest difference in players coming on tour? Is it distance or is it feel that is increasing the level of play?
You know, a distance plays a big part in it. I played the last few years on the LPGA, and I mean, everyone hits the ball well now.
Yep.
And I think it just comes down to guts and how much it is that you believe in yourself and that you think that you belong out there and that you can compete. So that's, it's just a mindset.
So how's 2018 gone for you so far?
It's gone okay. I'm coming off of a little bit of a slump the last few years. But like I said, it's just about belief, and I just have to keep waking up every morning saying, hey, you know what, I can do this. And I, you know, was fortunate to play the last couple of years on tour, and I know that I can get there. So it's just a matter of being patient with myself, and
Was there something that you were specifically working on this year, coming into the year, that maybe didn't go so well last year? Was it, you know, short game?
Finding a putter, apparently.
getting it in the fairway, getting more distance, hitting more greens. What was it that maybe you looked at and focused on a little bit more than anything else?
It was definitely off the tee, just keeping myself in play, I was working to get a little bit more distance, like I said, and that, and just, you know, tightening it up around the greens a little bit. Even with, like, all the putter switching we've been talking about, I'm pretty good putter, so I'm just, again, like, gotta believe in myself. And also, I've been working with a new mental trainer, and it's been really really good. I'm seeing a lot of results starting to come together.
Yeah, because we have a lot of grandparents, parents, and junior golfers who listen to the show. We talk about the transitions from juniors in high school to college and then to the tour and then to the big tour. I mean, where do you see the biggest jump? Is it high school to college? Is it college to any tour? Or is it from the developmental tours to the big tour? Where's the biggest gap? And how does one make that jump and find success?
I think the biggest gap is definitely from, for me, it was, you know, Symetra to LPGA. Like, and then also, but every stage has its own little stepping stone that you need to get over. And I think it's just, you know, being patient with yourself for sure. And just taking a look at, you know, what it is that you need to work on compared to, like, whatever, maybe not like everyone else, because you don't necessarily want to compare yourself to everyone else, but it's good to see like what everyone's doing right and say like, okay, what can I improve on? So just, you know, being honest with yourself, and if there's something that needs to be improved upon, you know, just buckle down and do it. And yeah, I mean, it's a process. Like every step, every stage is definitely a process.
Is it making that second year at any level when you get to play courses a second time? I mean, this is sort of a wild card this week because you haven't played here at River Run. You know, we had 5 years at Raintree, then a year in Atlanta, and then back here to River Run. I mean, is that the biggest benefit of getting to that second year?
Yeah,
of familiarity.
Yeah, I mean, when my first start to professional life, you know, I had my year on Symetra, and then I got my card to the LPGA right away.
Right.
So I was a double rookie. I was just like, what is going on? How do I do this? But the second year that I played on the tour, I was, you know, just a little bit more comfortable. And it's, I mean, every year you kind of, you learn a little bit more. Every day you learn a little bit more. And you just have to take your lessons, and you take the good and the bad, and you just keep growing.
Well, when you were out on the LPGA, what did you learn out there that's maybe something that you hadn't really thought about before? I mean, obviously, you know, you get out there, you get to go play practice rounds with some of the veterans and things like that. I mean, what do you learn out there that maybe, you know, helps you out in the long run?
I think a lot of it that I've seen is just everyone out, like the top girls, it's like, you know, nothing really affects them that much. Like they can maybe have a 3-over day, and the next day they're right back in it somehow. So I think they just, you know, the time that it takes from the down to get back to the up is so much shorter. And I think that just goes back to, you know, believing that, you know, you're there.
Is that what the mental coach can help with? Just keep you off the roller coaster?
Yeah.
Don't take the highs too high or the lows too low and manage to have a short memory?
Yeah, a short memory, or just a, you know, more of an understanding of, you know, this is golf and you can practice your butt off and it might not work out.
Right. I mean, failure is a huge part of success in this game.
Yes, which definitely.
And it's a grind.
Yes. And just, I think for me, it's just not being afraid of the failure. You know, sometimes, especially I'm a perfectionist, so I don't like to not do things well. So just being okay with, you know, this is the stepping stones that you have to go through in your career, and yeah, accepting that failure happens.
So where else in your life do you put this much pressure on yourself?
Oh, my God, it's everywhere.
Really? Workouts? What hobbies?
If any of my friends are around, they would tell you, like,
you're straight up type A, gotta win.
My roommate was making fun of me yesterday because I was packing my suitcase and I was, you know, folding the clothes. She's like, your suitcase is so neat. It's like, well,
it's supposed to be. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm very fussy.
We're on the road for how many weeks in a row? I can't just throw my stuff in there. It won't fit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised you don't have, like, those bags where you pack the clothes and then you suck the air out and it compresses
everything,
right?
But then
you
have to have the vacuum. And if the vacuum's not available,
exactly.
I mean, not that I have the...
See, I like him. We think the same.
Not that I suffer from a similar condition or anything. Totally. You know, to me, even packing is competitive.
Yep.
Like, all right, so, and is rolling or folding?
Yeah.
Rolling or folding?
Fold.
I roll.
Do you roll?
I roll.
I fold.
Yep.
That's how we roll.
See, I fold a shirt, and then I'll fold it in half,
and then stack them in there. We've gone way off the rails.
Yeah.
What do you do with the dirty stuff? Does it go in a separate bag?
Yes.
I have a laundry
and is it
bag.
Rolled?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's.
I'm not quite as bad as you two, but I'm in the same.
I have a new favorite player / soulmate.
Hi, I'm Demi Runis, and I'm OCD.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so what's the number today? I know you got a number in your mind. Where are you going? What do you got to get to, you think, to have a chance to win?
You know, I like the number 7. 7's a good number. I woke up thinking about 7, so Let's just shoot for that.
There you go. I like it. I like it. Well, good luck to you today. Going off at 10:02, I believe.
Yes.
Have a great round. I think a birdie start and go ahead and drive the third hole.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
They got rid of the trough. Go for it.
So 3-4-2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's all I want you to think about.
Okay.
I know your mental coach probably has you thinking about other things. I think 3-4-2 works out perfect.
I'm now thinking about how I'm going to fold for my next trip.
Well, whatever the day has in store for me, I'm really excited to be here. So.
Well, thanks a lot for coming and joining us this morning, and go get warmed up.
Thanks, guys.